Finding inexpensive insurance coverage is no easy task, especially if you're not a member of a group that qualifies for some sort of a discount. But perhaps there are groups you haven't thought of. Foxquilt is a new fintech company that says it harnesses the power of social groups to help consumers save money on home and auto insurance. Mark Morissette is the CEO and founder of Foxquilt. He joins us now. Hello there.
Hi, thanks for having me, Bruce.
What does Foxquilt mean? That's a made-up name. Foxes don't quilt. I know this.
I can't take credit for the name or the brand. That's my wife.
Credit or blame.
She came up with it, and it's a clever name, we think, because it all likens back to the essence of what we are, and that's around social grouping. Fox meaning clever, the blanket quilt meaning patches or squares coming together, stitched together to make the group or the collective, and we want to be clever group.
Tell us more about this model.
Well, back in 2015-16, my partner and I were the insurance executives at another fintech company that we're proud to call home for some time called Real Matters. And we were scaling that business in the U.S., and we looked around at all the different smart strategies within the insurance space, and lots of good work in moving the needle forward as far as digitizing insurance online and creating a quicker turnaround as far as quoting. But my partner, Krim, and I looked at it and said that we can do so much more for the consumer. And we wanted to really introduce a group buying power product that would basically add value at all three pillars of the life cycle of the policy, meaning when you purchase up front, why can't we join like-minded consumers or businesses seeking the same type of insurance and reward them with group buying power? At claim, pillar two, why can't we subsidize each other's deductibles in a sharing model? Mm. And more importantly, at pillar three, renewal, certainly there should be a reward at renewal if you've had positive claims behavior.
My insurance for many years was I got a discount from my employer. And even when I left the employer, I still got that discount. What are some of the groups that you're focused on? I noticed on the bios of the folks on your website, soccer moms, runners, people with brown hair, hilarious groups. Yeah.
Well, we're excited to test and measure strength against lots of different localized identities, how we shape and form those over time. It changes. And group insurance is nothing new. It's been around a long time, but it hasn't changed over time. It's been exclusive and finite to some of those larger organizations you're talking about, meaning associations or unions or professional designations. We want to open up the sharing economy model to everybody and anybody that basically is associated with a smaller community. Whether you're a runner, whether you're a pet lover, your identity changes. I'm no longer an alumni of McMaster University. That's changed.
Did they take your degree away?
Well,
did you lose your degree?
It's still there.
You're an alumni for life. Don't worry.
You can register me. It's still there. But I really shape my identity around my friends, around beer league hockey. I'm a proud cottager. I'm a dad of a swimmer and a hockey player. So it's changing. And 10 years from now, I might be a gardener. I doubt that. I'll probably never
be
a gardener.
Maybe 20 or 30 years from now.
20 or 30.
Now, actuaries have an enormous role in insurance. They look at all the numbers here. How hard is it to get quotes on where a condo owner is a better risk on insurance than a pet lover? How do you – because with other things, you can say, well, we've got the demographics. We've got the data to say that a non-smoker has a longer life than a smoker, to use life as an example. How do you do that same thinking in auto and property on these kind of made-up groups?
Yeah, it's a great question. My partner, Krim, is the failed actuary. So we had a long run managing the P&Ls at underwriting centers, Aviva Canada and such. And some of those carrier partners are the partners that we've basically partnered with to basically raise new product around these segmented communities. And they're just as interested as us rather than looking at kind of that normal triangulation of data around postal codes and geography, et cetera, around our property data attributes. They're really interested in seeing these small pockets of localized community where people are trading, communicating, buying their retail experience online, what that will shape up for as far as a risk profile. So,
couldn't I just make up the fact that I'm a runner and get a better rate? How would you ever know?
You can to start with, but we're looking.
I am a runner. Look at me. Please.
Hey, you're lean.
Lean.
You don't need a 2019 resolution.
I do not.
No. We, uh, it, we're looking at, you can sign up to be a runner as far as your identity is changed, but when we collect your data as far as quoting on a home insurance policy, we'll know where you're located, and we still want to say, hey, actuarially, if you're committing to be a runner, you're primarily you're probably in good shape, you're affluent, you're a homeowner, and we'll have a lot more data characteristics and attributes through different data API partnerships.
Is this a direct business versus a broker-driven business?
Well, we, you know, in the traditional sense of the word, you can call us a broker because we're still an advocate and a conduit between consumer and insurance partner. The contract or the treaty is still with those 500-year-old companies like Aviva Canada. But we still liken ourselves to be an insure tech broker, meaning we've built a full stack platform from scratch through AWS and allows us to kind of expand vertically and horizontally using and harnessing more data.
So as a consumer, I go onto your platform. Yeah. Are you using the information that I provide you to go out to the Avivas of the world and come back to me with the best quote?
Absolutely. We can provide a quote online in a minute. So if you're looking for a home insurance quote or a car insurance quote, you can get a price driven through our platform in a minute.
Would it be simple to say you're Bel Air Direct except for you've got social groups?
Right, but we also have the broader offering of lots of choice and carrier partnerships, plus really, really interesting discount models and savings for across those social groups. So with Bel Air Direct, you're tying yourself directly to that carrier, right? And you're advocating your own interests if there happens to be a claim. You still have Fox Quilt to champion your cause throughout that whole life cycle of the policy. And we also get to empower that group buying power across many different insurance companies.
How wide is the spread on competitive quotes? Because I did this partly to walk the talk and partly because I needed to go and review my insurance. I was blown away in the event how much how much I ended up paying on property versus what I had been paying the years prior when I hadn't done the due diligence. It was a massive savings.
It can be huge. And we pride ourselves when we're champions of saving the bottom dollar for the consumer and small businesses for that matter. And we love showing that, you know, online we'll show that we're saving it 10% to 25%, but many times, oftentimes more, my closest friends and family are surprised by how much they've been paying for the last 10 years. I had a brother who was basically a teacher, and he's champion. He's very loyal to his broker and to his insurance product. I said, "It's time for you to join Fox Quilt and join your brother's business here." And when I saved him $1,000, that's substantial.
Then he realized he loved you.
That's
it.
Right.
It was only in that moment.
Hugs,
hugs, and everything. Now, how do you differ from just an insurance rate comparison site? Because there are many of those out there online.
Well, we like to say that we're the antithesis of those aggregators. So we're not just a lead generator that's basically spawning off to many different brokerages.
Yeah.
So we have full capacity and underwriting authority to quote and to bind in concert with our carrier partners. So we're offering full suite of services. So home, auto, commercial insurance, we're going to take care of all your needs right through the entire life cycle of the policy. So servicing and administration, claim, at renewal, we're going to champion it again. So we don't want to disrupt and churn out that customer experience. We want to actually invest in the technology that automates it, makes it a richer retail experience. That's the other part of the equation, is that there's been really good innovation around making a better online experience for consumers to get quicker, faster quotes. But we look at that as table stakes. We really want to evoke that emotional kind of brand identity around a proper retail experience online.
Super quick question before we go here. Is there another example of a business that leverages social groups in this way, just not in insurance? Does that happen other places? The Facebookization, just made that up, of businesses?
Yeah, I mean, we emulate. On the retail side, going back to my e-commerce wife, retail executive, we emulate group retail brands that have really, really captured and advocated for consumer buying power. The Groupons, everyone knows it, traditional Groupons, but companies like Mass Drop in San Francisco. So if you have an identity around basically an outdoor sportsman and you like that men's apparel that are attached to that, you can really piggyback others around the United States to basically leverage buying power. So the retailer is always 20 years ahead of us. Financial services have to look toward those verticals to say,
right.
hey, Right. Let's get there.
Mark Morissette, CEO and founder of Fox Quilt. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bruce.